So, Bezat Hashem, we're going to try today to bring down some light to that way that our ancestors or those holy ones who passed the torch from one generation to the next used to see God, to see the truth. Now, I read some wonderful midrash from an ancient book that I have, and I'm talking about Chanoch, this wonderful righteous man that was in the most earliest generations. And he himself felt like that the world is not a healthy place for him. He felt that his soul is seeking for the truth, and he wanted to attach himself to a higher level of truth and to connect himself to God, to the Creator that he knew was exist. For the righteous people, the existence of the Creator is not something that depends on their faith. Oh yeah, I believe he's there. They know his closeness. They feel him. They know with no doubt that the Creator, he is the life that is inside and outside and being reflected from all particles of creation. So this wonderful holy man on earth, Chanoch, decided to take himself to quiet places and to speak with God and to connect himself from within. And that's what that happened, that he was meditating for days and weeks and months and years. And with time, he reached the level of prophecy that the Creator would talk to him face to face, like a parent speaks to his child. So the first thing that Chanoch did with that was to go out and to teach others and to teach everyone. So in the beginning, he had only few students that followed his deep understanding and his light. And in the end of his days, it's written that 800,000 people were following him to wherever he would go. 800,000 huge people, 130 kings of all kingships that were exist in those amazing days. Now, that awesome person, Chanoch, left his legacy. I'll read for you. I usually rather not to read from books when I'm teaching. I rather to speak face to face. But so after a while, the Creator commanded him to give last orders and discipline to his followers. And he had a new job for Chanoch that he will become the greatest angel ever, that we know as Matat. Matat is the minister of the face of the Creator. The Creator made Chanoch, that person, that was a person, came out to the world in regular birth, like any human beings, from his mother. And he became an angel. He one day sat with his students, and a flaming a horse that made out of flames of fire came down from heaven, and he went on his back and rised. And when he got there to heaven, so it's written that the angels started to smell the smell of earth and ashes that walks and coming closer to them. They smelled a human being over there in heaven's kingship. They start losing their mind. Angels are very furious. And we need to understand why angels are furious and why they're always upset and angry. And actually, the anger that wakes up inside of us, that's the anger of the angels that is waking up. And we must remember that we are just a reflection of his greatness, and his kingship is also a reflection of his greatness. It's like rings of expanding light that are hitting the next wall and hitting the next wall, and in every wall the light hits in a different angle, so you have a variety of reflections that are all in the end reflects his greatness. Like that you can read all the not everything that exists, it's all written on the eye of a person. Like inside the eye, if you will go deep, you will look, if you know how to read, you will see it. And also on the face, and also on the skin of the palm of the hand, and also on the footsteps, on the palm of your feet, and also on your tongue, and also in the ear, and like, and also everything is written, all your DNA is written on inside every cell of your body. It's like different reflections. And also me, and also you, and also them, and also everyone, and every tree, and every leaf is reflecting everything in a different reflection from a different angle. So, it's such a beauty to sit and to observe, just to look at the greatness of Hashem. Just like to stop running like crazy for an hour or so, and just like to observe. Just like to realize what we're talking about, like there is no empty thing in this creation. Like every book, like there is a reason why that book is upside down, why the Hebrew book is standing in that bookcase in that order, one English, one Hebrew, like why they're like this, why they're like, why that page is torn, why exactly on that line. It's all represents something, it's all showing. And when a person is stuck in the details of, oh, like, why this plug is standing on my table like that, upside down? Like, why it couldn't be in its place? Like, where is the cable to it? Like, you're stuck. You're stuck in the details instead of, like, moving out to a place that you will visualize and see everything from a different angle. And then you'll be able to catch the whole picture of it and to understand what it's all about. Because as of now, a plug, okay, it reflects something, okay, like it's like to have one grind of rice in your house, like, okay, what do you do with that? You need another one and another one and another one and another one. You need at least 1 pound, and then you know what to do with it. It's then it becomes easy. It's easy to work like that. So you need to have patience in life. That's what we're saying, maybe. So it's written on Chanoch that he went up to heaven with that flaming horse, and the angels start like arguing, hey, what are you doing, Hashem, the master of all universes? How can something like that happen? That the person that came out of a woman will rise to the sky and mix between us and come and blend between us. So the Creator answered, Vayan Adonai Vayomar, you should know my servants and my armies, my angels and Seraphim, flaming fire angels, Ki Bnei Adam, that all human beings, they left me, and they all bowed to wood and stone, to the actions of their hands. And that's exactly what I meant when I said that you look and you're stuck in the plug itself, like, oh, now I can't charge my phone. No. If you will breathe, you're going to understand that there's a reason for that suffering, why you don't have the cable. There's a reason for that. You forgot it for a reason. There is a cause for everything. There is a purpose for everything. You need to go and look for the cable, or you need to understand why it happened to you that you're stuck without a cable, or that you just need to learn how to breathe without a cable as for now. And maybe soon you'll understand something else, or maybe you forgot a cable of someone else, and this is why now you're stuck without a cable, or there is something in it. And when you will breathe, and not just going to let yourself be angry, why I don't have the cable, just, you don't have the cable, okay? Now breathe, now observe, now look, now try to understand what the inner voice of Hashem is telling you, the voice of your soul. And the voice is speaking all the time, and it's talking to me, and it's talking to you, and it's talking through the clouds, and it's talking through the trees, through the branches, through the seeds, through every movement on earth. The voice is being revealed and reveals its own power from within. It's talking about the Holocaust, and it's talking about bringing children to the world, and ways of how to educate them, and how to educate ourselves, and how to eat healthier, and how to maintain the world in good shape and a better way, and how to build people, and how to build your own traumas, and how to recover from your old pain. All the time the conversation is there, and you just need to listen. In the present time of my life, what can I take out of life? What should I do to make things better? So the Creator called all the angels and told them, listen, humans, they're all rejected me with their bad actions, and only Hanoch himself believed in me and increased and praised my name and praised my actions, and he told everyone how righteous I am and helped everyone to stay away from sin. You see that Hanoch, he had this gift that he was able to explain to the world that Hashem is righteous. Why does Hashem need someone to tell his righteousness, to explain that he's righteous? Like, can't Hashem just make enough wonders for us all to be impressed and say, oh, thank the Lord, thank Hashem, thank God, Allahu Akbar, Hashem is great, Hashem tov, Hashem lakol, everything, like, so why can't Hashem do those favors? The thing is that the world is being judged under the rules that the Creator set. The Creator set a bunch of rules. Those are the laws of the Torah. And everyone inside himself, he knows where he himself allows himself to sin. One allows himself to sin in the kitchen. One allows himself to sin in the shower, one allows himself to sin in bed, one allows himself to sin with his phone, one allows himself to sin in front of the TV, one allows himself to sin in front of his children, one allows himself to sin in front of God. Everyone knows himself, and everyone knows which door he is refusing to close, where he himself allows himself to violate the covenant that he has between the truth, God, and him as a person. Now, we're full of excuses, and all the time we're trying to justify ourselves and to explain ourselves. Oh no, but I'm so like tired and I'm putting so much effort. That's the argument that we have with the court of heaven. Heaven is saying, look, you're violating and you know the truth and you allow yourself, you make discounts for yourself on those things. And again, you are making discounts in the kitchen and he makes discounts in bed and the other one makes discounts in his shower and another one in his toilet and everyone in his places that over there he thinks to himself, no, it's okay for me to violate. It's like I have my reasons, like, and he's justifying his negative way of thinking. He allows the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, the snake, to come into the game. But you know, you allow it to come to attack you in certain ways. Like, even if it's you allow yourself to be sad, you allow yourself to get upset and be angry, you allow yourself to scream when you know that it's wrong, you know that it's better for you not to eat from those pastries and you are all over it and like already half of them gone. You know where you sin. You know where you allow yourself to sin. The sin is not only what it's written the main mitzvot of put tefillin every morning, wake up and do this, and keep Shabbat and eat kosher. There are many, many things that you allow yourself to do in a way that you reject the kingship of heaven. And when you become an adult and you take responsibility on that and you recognize that weakness inside of yourself, when you become serious trying to work on that, then you start rejecting the darkness and you pull huge amounts of light and you affect the whole world that is attached to you. Because like we said, that reflection, that nature of you being a mirror to show the light of heaven is going to both directions. Also the light of Hashem is being reflected on you, and also when you fix, so it hits back to all those other reflections and you can fix through all the generations. So what had happened with Chanoch, and soon we're going to jump to the next generation that I wanted to discuss something with you about. Hashem is washing my eyes with visions and clear, deep understandings about how things are supposed to work and what our power is and how we can jump out of the loop that we have been stuck in, or that we feel that we're stuck in, and to rise back to those high levels of the sages. So Hashem is testifying on him. Everyone messed up except for him. He was the only one who looked for me. Vayikach Adonai et Chanoch. So Hashem took Chanoch, vayiftach lo, and opened for him. Listen to that. Listen to the potential of human being. And like, it's easy for you to say, no, me, I will never gonna be like the Baba Sali. Me, no way, I'm gonna be like the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The only reason why you won't be like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, like Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is because that you are not doing as much as they did in their inner work for yourself. That you don't do what you need to do, and they did. That's the whole thing. Not the fact that they came in a different generation. Those are your excuses. You think that that's the reason why you... No, my wife, she doesn't let me go like the Lubavitcher Rebbe's wife let him went. No, my Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, he lived with no internet like Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the prince of Egypt. Like, you don't know the struggles and you don't realize the tests and you don't know the weaknesses that they went through in their spirits. And I tell you from my life experience, and that's my opinion, you don't have to follow that. That's just my understanding. That if you go all the way, like the Torah is saying, kefum tzara agra, corresponding to your effort, the reward will come. If you're going to walk all the way into yourself, you're going to heal things that they themselves couldn't heal. They never went through that hell that you go through. And if you will shine from your place and do your job in honesty and in purity, you will rise to levels that you can never imagine. Look, that's the true potential. All the stories in the Bible and the ancient scripts that are telling us about the righteous ones are coming only for one reason: to open our eyes to the true potential, to the true nature of this creation, that we can channel God into our lives, and to bring redemption and to bring salvation. Or else, for what I need to know that Elijah the prophet knew how to fly, that King David knew how to say names and to rise to the sky, that the Levites were carrying the ark and Moses opened this. For what I need to know that Abraham, Hashem revealed himself to him and to Moses in the burning bush. Why do I need to know all those things if not to remind myself of the true potential of this messed up world, of the physical stuck world that I live in, to open my eyes and to wake me back to life, to know that there is life, that there is someone that can prevent death. When death comes into the world, when you allow death to come into the world, when you kill, that's when people are dying in Mexico and in Nigeria and in Uzbekistan and in Israel and in United States of America. When you allow yourself to kill, that's when people are dying. When I allow myself to kill in my life's aspects, when I know that I'm killing someone, something, it can be a cockroach, it can be your spouse, it can be your child, it can be your self-esteem. It can be a book, it can be I don't know what. If you killed it, if you destroyed it, you allowed the devil to go and sabotage. And then a woman will go lost in the alleys of Australia, and then a woman will go lost in the streets of Beijing, and then a child will suffer and won't find the way back home in Greece, and some attachment will reflect your failure. And it's not time to fall into depression, because if you're going to fall to depression because of the responsibility that's on your shoulder, you're going to bring a domestic darkness to the world. It will not end. You need to strengthen yourself and to pull yourself out of your laziness and your sadness and depression and start fix and take responsibility on your lusts and your desires, on those discounts that you're making for yourself, and to be a strong person, a warrior of Hashem, of the Creator, and to fight against your laziness and against your depression, and to start fixing things. And then the reflection will shine, will hit back, and you can fix the past. You can fix generations and souls that attach to you. If, for an example, your name is Chaim, if, for an example, my name is Dror Moshe, if your name is whatever, Susan, it's coming from somewhere. All the physicality is reflection of who you are. There is a reason why your mother called you like that. There is a reason why that name you have been named with. There is a reason why it's named for something else, for certain ideas, for certain things. It holds something. The letters, the chet, the yud, the mem, every letter, and in that order. And you came to the world in this day, in that year, in that community. They named you in your name, and the people that named you were certain people. It was a rabbi, it was a random person, it was him, you knew who it was, you didn't know him. He was part of the family, he was a guest that just came out of town. Hashem knows. If you will observe, if you will open your mind, you will see who you are in the reflections of generations. Suddenly you're gonna realize, oh man, like I'm not myself. I'm not this tiny person in struggle. It's not me and my bills. It's not me and my mortgage or my house or my car that does not turn on in the morning. It's not you. You are something way deeper. You are something way greater. And this is the true potential of a person. And then Hashem said, so Hashem took Chanoch and opened for him. Listen carefully. Thousands of gates of kindness and wisdom, knowledge and life, love and power and Torah, and made him wise, and gave him the power of understanding, and filled him with spirit of knowledge and power, grace and kindness, gave him strength and physical and power. Gave him glory and beauty and shine, mercy, love, and humility he put in his heart, planted inside of him eternal life. That's what Hashem did with him. So Chanoch became very pure and very honorable and great, and he rised and went above everything that was known before and became very, very holy. Then Hashem put ve'az sam Adonai et yado alav, Hashem the Creator put his hand on him, on Chanoch, and blessed him 500,320 blessings. You want that, right? It's nice. It's nice. 500,320 blessings, and created for him 36 wings to his right and 36 wings to his left, and the length of every wing is wider than from one edge of the universe to the other. Every wing of Chanoch is greater than the whole cosmos, and he has 36 on this side and 36 on that side. That's the level that a human being can reach in heaven. Not only Chanoch. Chanoch is a reflection of your true potential. Chanoch is one of the souls that came down, broke down from Adam and Eve. He's one of those souls. It like it's all in the same body. There is a body, the body of the souls, and it been broke down to pieces. And now you're a piece of that. But what are you? You're a drop of water from the ocean. But you are water. There is no difference between your nature to the rest of the ocean. Even if you're now stuck in a bottle, standing on a shelf in Walmart. You're stuck in your plastic bag. You don't find a way out. People are dragging you from one place to the other, people throwing you on each other, people spilt you all over the place. You look for yourself, like now you're being dragged in with a rug on the floor, and then you're being spilt to the sewer, and someone is flushing you away, and you go and you're being drained, and then you go and rise with the steam to the clouds, and then you're being rained in Mexico. That's who you are. Spiritually, that's what happens with you. Now you feel, oh, when I'm going to go back to the ocean, you're on your path. There's a road. You're on your way back to the ocean. The redemption of every drop of water is to come back and to reunite. But if you're going to observe, you're going to understand that you're already in the ocean. Because you are water, and water is water, and nothing in the world will change the fact that you are an holy, pure drop of water. That you're a portion of God from above. You're in a journey, so what? The fact that you are in a journey does not separate you from the purpose of who you really are. In the generation of Abraham, before he came to the world, there was quiet. There was no iPhones, no computers, no TVs. People at night would go out from their houses and looking at the stars. The sky was open. The wise people, they had the ability to see and to read the map of the sky. The deep ancient archives that are being revealed to us, the people who search for the truth in the sky. At night you go and you look at the sky, you look at the stars, you can realize how far you are from understanding. It's all a map. The world is a map. And if you look into yourself, you're going to find that map. If you're going to look on your plate of food, you're going to see that map. And the righteous ones and the Kabbalistim, the people that knows how to learn Kabbalah, they know the secret of creation. They can drag it out. They can carve it out from the table. They see the language of the Creator because they are tuned to listen to their inner voice from within. Those are not secrets. That's the simplicity of life. They were not distracted as we are today, but where is my phone? Like, where the hell is my car keys? Like, where did I put my glasses? Like, breathe. You don't have your glasses. You don't know where your damn phone is. Breathe. Listen. Relax now. Don't fall to anger. All those distractions are taking you away from your true potential. Breathe. Come back to your good attributes. Listen to the voice of Hashem that tells you that you're lost, that you're confused, that you don't know how to drive, that you don't know how to go out of this hell, horrific situation that you're stuck at. Breathe and then pray. Talk to yourself about it. But recognize the truth. The truth is that I am lazy. The truth is that it's easier for me to be angry and upset and to shout at people that will surrender to my angers. The real truth is that I'm allowing that evil inclination to come into my house late at nights when I open that dark window to those dark forces to enter. If it's through the videos that you watch, if it's through the late hour that you eat, if it's for like whatever you know about yourself that you allow yourself to fail, that's your responsibility to fix. And like we said, one should fix in bed, one should fix in the toilet, one should fix in the kitchen, and one should fix while he holds the siddur and read from the holy books. One is sinning in public, and one is sinning only when he's alone. One is afraid of people, and one doesn't have no fear from no one. Is just like crazy as hell and go like a snowball and crushes the world in loud voice. You need to be an honest person and to find the real truth about yourself, to take the full responsibility. In the generation of Abraham, the wise people of that generation stood up late at night looking at the stars. And suddenly in that quiet time of that generation, a huge light came from the east. a huge star suddenly appears, and on his track, while he's going from one place to the other, like you would assume to yourself, like a falling star, something greater, something that shined the whole east, a huge star suddenly appears, and in his path, he's swallowing stars, taking them into his own self, and they saw it. It was a huge vision that all the people saw. And then they heard that in the house of Terach, a baby was born. A baby that had that destiny to destroy all kings and to take over all kingships on earth and all kingships in heaven as well. A star was born. And that star that was born, that was the light of Avraham Avinu, the father of our holy nation, and the father of all true believers on all wings of the universe. And he came and shined the face of East, and people saw it clearly. And then the kings were terrified and decreed to kill all the babies that was born in that day and that night. And then the mother of Avraham, she took him and hid him in a cave. And only when he was 3 years old, he went out of the cave on his own and started talking. And he looked at the stars and the sea and saw the sun and the moon and had a conversation with them and asked, "Who created you?" And he didn't melt into the fake world of illusion. Oh, the stars. Oh, there is nothing. Those are all reflections of his majesty, of his greatness. And it's in us to become an observing generation as well, to go out to the quiet, to go and look at the stars, to find a quiet space in your life and to speak your heart, to be honest, to put down the fork before of taking that last bite that you don't need to, when you know that you don't need to stop yourself from talking negative things, destroying other people, hurting other people's emotion, ignoring people's needs, to refuse to the power of evil inclination, to the negativity in your life. It's to bring salvation to the world. And when you do that in your house, you reflect to other houses. If you're afraid, there are a million of people now in the exact same situation that are also in their houses sitting, and they are scared and afraid, exactly like you. One of them is in China, one of them is in Bangkok, one of them is in Japan, one of them is in Thailand, one of them in Indonesia, one of them is in Russia. And like that, they're scattered all around the world. If you're now going to decide, "I don't want that fear no more. I'm going to be a person of truth. I'm going to go and apologize for my mistakes. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to deal with that fear. I'm going to confront that problem." If you're going to do that, millions of houses around the world will get that boost of inner energy and strength to go out of their crisis. And it's your merit. And you're going to rise by that. Thank you and bless you. And I know you never, ever heard a class like that before, and it's because that Hashem is revealing his wisdom in a new way, and it's okay, and you don't need to be scared to follow the light.
We're gonna take the first three questions every time we go live. Whoever wants to ask a question, the first three we're gonna ask. So the first one is, David Max said, if Hashem is infinite, immortal, and made the earth in 7 days, what did he do before the creation?
There was no time. There was no time. And Hashem had his way of thinking above time, his way of rising. But it was like, there is no way for us to understand the beginning of what that is called Yemei Kedem, the days that are ahead of time, that before time. Because there, we are stuck now in physicality, therefore we don't have no grasp in before and above physicality. It does not exist for us. We can only talk about it, but words will not describe. There was one unity of greatness that was in shift and endless development into goodness and joy and satisfaction. And that's how it will come back to be in the future to come.
So we can't comprehend it because our minds are limited.
Exactly. It's like to explain a person the flavor of an apple when you never had a chance to bite it, or to describe colors to a person that is blind from them. You can't.
Thank you. Kimberly Savern, our brother, asked, how can a person find the ocean you were speaking about if they feel that they're not in it?
You need to dare to get into the cold water. Like, you really need to go there. You need to go into a quiet place and to allow yourself to start swimming. And if you don't know, so baby steps into those depths. Hashem, I know you're here. Please, Hashem, let me feel you. I have a soul. I can't feel it. I don't recognize it. But I want to know it. I want to know more about myself, about my inner channel to you. That crazy Rav Dror put so much crazy ideas in my mind. I want to find practical ways to use those talents that are hidden inside of me. What are we talking about? What in the world is going on? Show me the path of your truth. I want to learn you. I want to know you. And then breathe and go try again. Learn how to swim, Kim.
Thank you. And so that's it for today.
Two questions. Maybe you have the last one.
I have a question. My question is, it's very important. I realized today that through your teachings that it's very important for a person not to fall into sadness, even if that person knows that he has a lot of bad traits or things that he has to work on. But it's very important to always keep a positive mindset, even if the world is attacking that person in a negative way, because a person can never get better when he always feels he's stupid.
Sadness is contamination. It's tum'ah. And Hashem hates it. And when you allow that contamination to grab you and to pull you to its negativity, you give up on hope. You give up on Hashem. You choose to walk in the valley of death. You choose to walk in darkness. It's your choice. Why to allow the Yetzirah to keep on breaking your self-esteem and to let him bring evidence to your limitations when you're unlimited? It's not the truth. Someone asked me about some addictions that he's suffering with. He told me, it might sound to you like a lie if I'll tell you that I do believe that I can make it out, like to stop using that drug that he uses. So I told him why that it will sound to me as a lie. If you would cry and tell me, oh no, I can't do it, I'm not going to make it, then I would know that you're lying. Because you fell into the trap of the evil inclination that tells you that you don't have the power. But to me, for me to believe that you can do it, like that's obvious, that's the truth. Of course, Hashem can help you to heal from everything you want. Got that right. Be well, bless you, and you should remember the Emuna team, we're always with you. Thank support you us, help are. Us. We need your support. We need your help, guys. It's not a joke. You think we're running on air? We need your support. We need your help. We need you to donate. We need you to push our amazing organization forward for us to be able to reach out to thousands and thousands of souls, of people that are willing to enjoy this wonderful, high-quality content that we're creating. Help us and we shall be redeemed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.